This is a CKTZ News Update. Learning to perform isn't easy and can be intimidating, but there's a safe space on rural Cortez Island for that to happen. Open mic nights are now being revived, now that pandemic restrictions have eased. Katrina Vega and Sean Coyote both perform at and organize the events. The first one in 3 years is happening Wednesday, July 20th at 7 p.m. in the Pioneer Room at Manson's Landing Community Hall. Vega explains that all are welcome and why these events are important.
I just feel like music's super important for bringing people together. And if you look back at our ancestors, anyone's line, I bet there was music just played all the time with groups of people. And I think today I really want to encourage people to play music and sing and bring that back, because so many people get intimidated by having to be perfect. And, you know, like there's these polished tracks out there. And so people, I think, don't even try. And it's like, you don't have to be perfect. It's just music and songs are part of who we are as humans.
And Sean, can you give us a little like heads up about the history? These open mics prior to COVID had been happening on a regular basis.
Yeah, we did them at the Natural Food Co-op in the cafe on and off for, I think, about 3 years. You know, we tried to do them monthly, but that didn't always work out. But yeah, they were reasonably successful. You know, we had fairly good turnouts right through the winter, and we started a fair number of people on their journeys of playing music live. They were ranked beginners when they started, and we encouraged them to get up there.
Closet musicians,
yeah.
Maybe.
And, you know, we've had 2 years to practice our asses off, and
there
now
you go.
We're dying to play.
Right. So it's just as much as, you know, for yourselves as others.
Yeah.
Now, this happens on Wednesday, I believe, the 20th of July. Is that correct?
July 20th and August 3rd and August 17th. And we'll see if there's, you know, people turn out and want to do it longer. We may consider that as well.
Tell us about the venue this time.
Well, we're going to do it at the Pioneer Room in Manson's Hall. We didn't want to do it in the big hall because it's kind of echoey and sounds not great, and we don't know how many people will come. So hopefully there's enough room. I think it'll be, yeah, kind of cozy in there. And we'll have some snacks, nothing major.
And there's been quite a range. I know the ones I've attended over the years where they're, as you say, sometimes rank beginners, but there's also sometimes like exquisite professionals and experienced people.
Yeah, and it's always a surprise. We've had people show up that, you know, we never knew were on the island, that were accomplished, you know, players, and came and blew us all away. You know, we've had all kinds, man. We've had open mics with just a few performers and huge crowds of people, and we had open mics with huge crowds of musicians and
or three people.
Three people in the audience, you know. They're kind of a wild card that way. You just never know.
Sounds like fun. It's really sort of a spontaneous occasion.
It's very spontaneous.
You know? I really like to encourage people. One woman, she would get up and she wasn't great, but she would do it every time, and she would show up and she'd be vulnerable about how she felt about being on stage, which can be a whole head trip. But over the years, she just got better and better. And it's a place for that. It's like, how else do you learn to perform in front of people if you don't perform in front of people? And it's a great practice to tell your mind to just, you know, chill out and let you play.
Now, just considering is there any kind of a fee or entrance?
No, it's entrance. We would accept, you know, happily donations at the door, but no, it's free admission. We will have snacks, as Katrina said.
Well, the donation is mostly we'd like to pay the hall for the space.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very generous, saying if we don't make that, that's okay. But we would love to give them support the hall as well as being open.
And it sounds like the SCCA, the current leadership of the SCCA, really wants to generate more activities.
Yes.
and have the space used.
They're working really hard to have the space be used, and we want to support that. And, you know, the co-op was great to us for 3 years, but it's just they've moved in a different direction.
They've taken out all the chairs,
yeah.
There's no room for sitting down and making music.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Hopefully one day they will open that up for that again as well.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.